This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about a new task force uniting tribes in Minnesota to combat sex trafficking. Reporter Cole Primo has the story.
In January, the Department of Justice held a conference in Palm Springs, California, addressing sex trafficking in Native American communities across the nation. It was the first of its kind. There, Officer Kelly Hatfield with the Fond du Lac Police Department spoke about the formation of a multi-jurisdictional coalition. It addresses what she calls an epidemic of sex trafficking in Minnesota. The grant-funded coalition is called Tribes United Against Sex Trafficking, or TRUST.
This new grant was looking for a task force, and the idea of starting a task force that was strictly with Native American tribes throughout Minnesota came up, and we just dug our heels in and started working towards that.
At the conference, Hatfield and then-interim police chief Mike Diver stressed why the coalition was formed: to help tribal police combat sex trafficking in an environment where there was a lack of response from the federal government.
It's one of those things that gave us a little, fueled the fire a little bit for wanting to have a Native American task force. We felt that we could better serve the Native American community because we exist within the Native American community.
And that's important because this issue is very real despite the lack of statistics and it being what Hatfield calls a hard pill to swallow for tribes across the state.
It affects the Native American community more than any other community. A lot of it's based on historical trauma. A lot of it's based on just the lifestyle of Native Americans with the poverty level, the vulnerabilities, the number of kids that are in foster care. I learned very quickly that this is more or less an epidemic.
One of the main problems is the fact that the victims are so young. She's currently working on a case with middle school-aged children.
Right now, the emphasis seems to be more on the children, and it starts with runaway kids, and that's a red flag.
Unfortunately, there have been cases where sex trafficking has taken place in casinos, so part of what TRUST does is train casino employees.
Everybody from housekeeping to the security to the front desk of the hotel, all the employees at the hotels are trained in sex trafficking and learning what some of the red flags are with customers that are coming in. That's what they may be trying to do is work a sex trafficking out of one of the rooms. So it starts there.
I also spoke with recently appointed Chief of Police Herb Finday at Fond du Lac, who is also a member of the tribe, and he said his background in criminal law enforcement showed him firsthand why the coalition is needed.
Working narcotics, I have an understanding of why we need it, just simply because of what I'd run into, whether it was at the casino or girls doing favors for drugs, and by definition it falls under sex trafficking.
Finday says narcotics, especially opioids, are overshadowing sex trafficking when it comes to equal enforcement, but the two have a very strong connection.
It's still going to continue regardless if it's here or not, the opioids are here or not. And in my opinion, it needs equal enforcement.
He says, since statistics are hard to come by, it's hard to say if sex trafficking is getting worse.
It's definitely holding steady.
Finday says the coalition is needed and there is no time to wait for federal government to step in.
You know, like anything else, if we want to take care of ourselves, it's got to start at our level anyway. On the federal level, it's I think the only thing that we can actually get help from is funding process and legislative change. I think then, in my opinion, that's the only way we can utilize them. But if we want to change it at our level, it's got to start from the ground up.
So far, Officer Hatfield says TRUST has helped fund another sex trafficking investigator in Leech Lake.
So now we have two investigators. My goal for him is to get him up to speed and pretty much do what I did the first year, and that is to attend as much training and conferences as he can to get a handle on sex trafficking and learn everything that he can.
For the time being, Hatfield says the biggest thing TRUST or anybody else can do to help is information sharing.
Sometimes that information gets lost, and we're not aware of it, and if we're not aware of it, we can't help. And it's very important to the reservation, to the tribes, that they know what's happening with their band members and especially the children. And we're not always getting that information.
Hatfield says a new website should be up and running soon that not only helps with information sharing, but is also a place to learn more about the issue. There are about 8 tribes out of the 11 in Minnesota that are fully committed to the task force so far, but Hatfield hopes to get all on board soon. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.